It's been 70 years since the United States Supreme Court overturned the principle of separate but equal in America's schools. But Delaware's vital role in the Brown versus Board of Education landmark court ruling is often overlooked. From the Delaware desk, WHYY Sarah Mueller has more.
The 1954 Brown versus Board ruling was made up of several cases, including two from Delaware, later combined into one. With the help of the NAACP, black families asked states to allow their children to attend white schools, only to be told no. The U.S. Supreme Court had created the separate but equal doctrine nearly 60 years earlier, legalizing racial segregation in all areas, including schools. James Knott, who goes by Sonny, attended what was then called the Hokesson Colored School. He says during segregation, separate was not equal.
We couldn't go to the restaurants, couldn't go to the movies, and none of that. They had one movie in the city for colored people, and that was at 8th and French, called The National.
Lewis Redding, Delaware's first black attorney and a lawyer for the NAACP legal defense, argued the two Delaware school segregation lawsuits. In one case, 8 students were denied entry to the Claymont High School. In the second, third grader Shirley Beulah was denied the right to ride on a bus with white children to Hokesson or attend a white school. The challenges from Redding and those across the country were part of a coordinated effort by the NAACP to prove segregation was unconstitutional. Redding's arguments were the only ones of all the states that were successful. Still, Reverend J.B. Redding says her father's life as an attorney fighting injustice meant he felt very isolated.
When he first began practicing before the courts, they tried to keep him in the back of the courtroom in the segregated section for blacks. That's a courage thing. He just refused and came up front.
Chancery Court Chancellor Colin Seitz heard the combined first state case in 1951. Unlike the 4 other cases in the Brown decision, Delaware was the only place where the courts ruled in favor of the black families. Local historian Lynette Edwards says Seitz is an unsung hero in the landmark Brown ruling.
If we don't do anything else, we need to champion that man. Because without him, you don't have integration in the United States of America.
Seitz visited the black and white schools and concluded they were not equal. Seitz's son, Colin Seitz Jr., is now a Delaware Supreme Court justice. He says that was unique from what other courts did in the Brown cases.
Unlike a lot of states, he ordered the immediate integration of the Delaware schools. Most states said, oh, we'll give you time to bring the black schools up to the level of the white schools. My father said, no, justice delayed is justice denied.
After the Delaware Supreme Court sided with Seitz, the state appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, becoming part of the Brown case. In 1954, the court ruled separate but equal was unconstitutional, using many of the arguments and language from the first state's case. Delawareans still debate how successful school desegregation has been in the state. Hokesson Colored School closed in 1959, but busing students to other schools in New Castle County in the mid-1970s became very controversial. Sonny Knox says those court rulings improved opportunities for black residents.
That was the beginning of it, so to speak. But then opportunities opened up, jobs opened up. When jobs open up and you start getting better jobs and better salaries, now you can get better other things. You see, so it opened a lot of doors.
Gary Hutt with the Howard High School Alumni Association says there's still a desire by some today to maintain racial separation in schools.
There's still a lot of parents out there that fight, look for other ways to keep their kids from having to be around kids unlike their own kids. That's unfortunate.
From the Delaware desk, I'm Sarah Mueller, WHYY News.